Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday League Pundit Show, episode 17. We're going to start the show off a little bit differently because I forgot all about setting you to a task during last week's podcast. And the task was, can you name the only team in the top four divisions that have got five consecutive consonants in the name? Any ideas?
Not a fucking clue.
Bear in mind, they haven't had an hour to work it out now. They've had a week.
About the whole week, we still don't
know. Well, 6 days. Because it's Saturday now. We normally record on a Sunday. Have you got any ideas?
Crystal Palace.
There you go.
There you go. I just went with the maths.
I say he's got a week. I think he's just worked it out.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I just
give up. Just give up.
I have got another one of them, but I'm going to save that for another week.
Sweet.
But it's now time for Statman Jim. Or Jim Jam the Statman.
Jim Jam the Statman. I quite like that
Jim
one.
Jim Jam the Statman.
Jim Jam the Statman. Have you got a stat for us?
I do, and it's a championship only one this time.
Championship only.
So, when you're at home and your opposition is attacking and you hear them fans shouting, shoot, shoot, which team do you want to shoot? Because there's only one team in the championship that has not scored away from home outside of a box.
I don't know where he's getting these stats from. There's a team in the championship that have not scored from outside the penalty area.
Away from home.
Away from home.
Away from home. Just one left.
I'd love it to be Leeds, you know.
Nah, we scored. We've got to score from outside the area.
The way
you're looking at me, though, that makes me think I'm wrong.
No.
Stoke.
I'm going to go Birmingham.
One of our listeners may know the answer.
Blackburn.
So, if you're at home, Blackburn are on the attack and they shall shoot, let them. There you go. I thought that was an interesting
one. We have
scored outside the box at home.
At some point,
not
we were going to invite Daryl on to the pod and join us, and now he's probably just not going to want to because you're attacking his beloved Blackburn.
It's not my fault. That was the stat that I came across this week when I was looking at multiple stuff.
Personally, Daryl, I think he was looking at something just to dig at you. But I'm okay with it. Let's play the music. Welcome to episode 17. We're doing quite well. We're still going.
We're
17
still going.
Episodes in. We're still going.
We'll get to 100. I'm confident.
We will. We'll get to 100 episodes, I reckon, before we get to 100 listeners.
What, 100 consistent listeners?
Right, so yes, we're going to go into our predictions this week. So, I'm going to start.
You just could not wait to get there.
I couldn't wait.
Like, oh, I could wait, but because I've had a good week, I'm going to rush forward.
Oh, yeah. I've got 7 points.
Yeah, if he got 1 point, but we'd all kicked his ass, we'd be like, oh, we'll leave it till the end. But
yeah.
No.
Well, hey, no, because when somebody else has had a good week, I've started it first as well. When Max started, we did it first.
Yeah,
so
just to rub the salt in the wounds, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it did quite well. So we're going to start with the Arsenal game, because surprisingly, as Arsenal beat Burnley today 5-0. Nobody correctly got that. However, Jim,
close.
You were not far off because you said 4-0.
I was so tempted to say 5.
Me and Tim said
3-0. Well.
Max said 3-0 with us. Jay said 3-1. And Daryl said 2-0. Daryl, you need more faith in the Gunners, mate. Says me, who says they're going to lose every week.
So basically, I said that they were going to dip Burnley because Burnley is shit. Burnley are shit, and they did dick them.
They did
smash them, yeah.
Did Trafford come for a cross and flat packed it and miss it completely this week? Or
do you know what? I can't really blame him for a lot this week.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It was just an annihilation of the Burnley goal.
Oh, so he did a good job picking the ball up out the back of his net.
He did. I bet he's got a bad back.
Yeah.
Well, he looked like he was. There was one bad injury, actually. Is it Ramsey? Ramsey went down. A really sort of a nothing challenge from Odegaard.
Yeah.
And he stabbed his foot into the ground as he went down. That was it. He lay on the ground, didn't move, just held his knee. And it was about 9 minutes, I think, before they got him off, and they carried him off. He got oxygen and the lot. So
probably tore something then.
Hopefully. Hopefully. We're hoping it's not too serious for Ramsey, but it didn't look good. And obviously, you know, you don't want any football. I don't care who it is. You don't want any footballer to be going through that sort of ridiculous amount of pain, because it's just horrendous. We've all had bad injuries. We all know about how bad it is. So, yeah, hoping Ramsey has a speedy recovery. So, we basically everybody got 1 point on the Arsenal game. So I figured that was a safe place to start, because everybody gets a point. We go on to West Brom versus Leeds. No. Southampton. They play West Brom versus Southampton.
I didn't get any points.
Tim thought it'd be a draw.
Well, no, they let me down big time.
Yeah, you thought you'd lose 2-0. I'm not quite sure where that came from.
I got the wrong game. We lost to Bristol City, so
Yeah.
So we lost our unbeaten run.
Daryl said you'd win 2-1, so he was close. Max said 2-1, and Jay also went with Tin Ribs and said it'd be 2-all. I said it'd be 2-0, and it was 2-0. I'm very happy this week.
I was happy this week.
Really? Couldn't tell.
So, Max got a point. Daryl got a point. Plymouth v Leeds. It was 2-0. Tin Ribs said 3-1. Plymouth would score a header. Because we said we were going to give you a bonus point for that.
Plymouth don't score headers.
Plymouth didn't even get a fucking shot.
I think that's why he said they'd score a header.
They should have scored a header, because that guy should have thrown his head at the ball, not his foot.
But he heard your stand. He heard me say, bonus point, look, there, fuck that.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, he worked to do Leeds fan over. You thought it'd be 3-0, and to be fair, it probably should have been. Daryl said 2-0, so he got 3 points. Max said 1-1 draw. Jay said 2-1 win. And I said it'd be 2-0 as well. So, Tim got a point. Jim got a point. Daryl 3. Jay 1. So the totals this week are Jay, Max, Jim, and Tin Ribs got 2 points each. Daryl got massive 5 points this week, and I got 7. So Daryl's still winning. He's still out in front with 30 points. I'm now right behind him with 29. Jim's got 26. Tin Ribs, no, Max is in fourth with 20 because he's got more correct results. Tin Ribs is fifth with 20. And Jay is still holding up the rear. Strongest one there. He's holding everybody up with 17 points. So it was a good week for me and Daryl this week. We both did really well. So what games are we going to go for this coming week?
Friday. We have Leicester Leeds. Or should I say Leeds Leicester?
Okay, Leeds v Leicester. Okay.
Should be Yoss v Millwall, I think. Yeah.
So it's. Are you at home?
Southampton are at home.
Millwall.
And you've got some little club called Newcastle. Oh, sorry, they're massive in Newcastle. Is that your exact words? Massive in Newcastle?
Yeah.
They are massive in Newcastle.
Yeah. So you got Newcastle.
Oh, massive in Newcastle. And probably the biggest team in Saudi Arabia at the moment.
Probably.
Are we at home?
Yes, you are. We're all three at home.
Okay.
Three home games.
Okay. So, Jim, Arsenal Castle.
Arsenal Castle.
Ooh, got it back.
Yeah. I think you'll just carry on the way you are. I think you'll concede one, so 3-1 Arsenal.
3-1 Arsenal.
Can't still you're go going, for you're going
right, so at the moment, I need to catch, right? Because I need to catch you. If I go with the same result, I'm not going
to
catch.
Yeah, but the other way to think of it is, if it does finish 3-1, and you now intentionally go for a wrong result, you're intentionally putting yourself back 2 or 3 points.
Yes, but the point is, if you're trying to catch, you've got to get. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but if you think it's going to be 3-1, I'd do the different results on the other two. Because there's no point in it finishing 3-1 and then you going, well, I was going to say that, but now I'm further behind than I was. Do you know what I mean? So it's, this is where the double jeopardy comes in.
Yeah. Because
he doesn't want to be the same as you.
Yeah.
But if you are the winner, he's now going to be more annoyed because he's fallen behind when really he shouldn't have done.
Maybe you should go with yours first because I think he needs
to. Well, mine, I'm actually confident at the moment with Arsenal. Yeah. And because we're not conceding shots on target, I can eradicate the fact that we've got Raya in there. I'm going to go Arsenal 4, Newcastle 0.
Yeah.
Tim Ribs, do you want us to come back to this one?
And we'll 3-1.
3-1. 3-1. Just
I was toying with going for 4-1. Just I was, just, in the middle
I was
ground.
Just about to ask him what he was going to go for so I can make a note. 4-1, just to be different. And then if it is 4-1, we can laugh at you.
Yeah.
Leeds, Leicester. I am going to go 2-0 Leeds. Because Leicester haven't they just been beaten today? And Leeds are flying. 2-0 Leeds. Tin Ribs.
I'm 2-0 Leeds as well.
The only reason I asked is because you normally change his result. Is it 3-0 or are we just going to actually have a result this time?
No, well, I'm actually going to put Leicester are going to score. So
3-1. Okay. It's always 3 for Leeds, isn't it? It's just it's the way he goes.
No, as it goes, I'm going to go 4-1.
4-1.
Fucking hell. Fair play.
I think they're going to...
You know what? I think they're going to lose 2 points on it if we beat fucking Leicester 4-1.
You know, I just think that I think Leeds will go at them. I think Leicester will want the game too much and I think they'll leave themselves exposed.
Okay. How many is Southampton going to lose by this week?
Southampton, I'm hoping, are not going to lose.
Oh my God, he's actually going to vote for Southampton to win.
We've lost now. The pressure is off.
Oh, so you're not as bothered now then?
I'm kind of glad that it's over.
Okay.
Because the pressure... Because everybody wants to end that run. Like when Arsenal went on their unbeaten run, everybody wanted to be the team that put a stop to it.
Yeah, most people wanted to do it fairly, though, rather than diving McCheaty, fat-faced Rooney, who decided to throw himself to the floor, cause a 0.10 on the fucking Richter scale or whatever it was. I was going
to say,
Bristol City
did it fairly, they completely outclassed us.
Really good.
They were awesome that day, weren't they?
We played really bad.
I actually watched that one.
Yeah, it was really bad from us. Our passing was horrendous.
So do you actually think you're going to beat Millwall?
I'll go with it. I'll have to put a 3-0 somewhere, don't I?
I think they're going to have that in there.
Millwall 3, Southampton 0. No, I'm joking. Tin Ribs? Southampton, Millwall.
4-0.
Millwall?
He wishes.
I wish, but yeah. But what is it now? Millwall lost 2-0 to Sheffield Wednesday.
Today. I'm going to go for a conservative 2-1.
You're an idiot.
Well, you never know, do you?
Yeah. So you they lost 2-0 today against Sheffield Wednesday, and they lost 4-0 to Ipswich the other day.
Yeah.
They haven't got a goal in them.
Yeah, it's not looking great, but you never know. You never know. And that's what I'm going with. You never know. I wasn't expecting Arsenal to put 3 past Liverpool or 6 past West Ham.
Anyone was.
Or 5 past Burnley, to be honest. But it's happened, so...
No, know, I did. I said that Arsenal would win convincingly.
You did say it'd be very convincing, actually, to be fair to you. You just didn't go convincing enough.
Yeah, I did think 5, but I thought it was a bit too extreme.
After they put 6 past, yeah. I tell you what, though, our goal difference is looking a lot healthier after the last 5 games.
Might be important.
Well, it's going to be, and it always is.
Chelsea go on and win against City.
Yeah, we're currently recording on a Saturday because we weren't able to do the Sunday. So
somebody's not here on Sunday.
Somebody's
flying out the country.
But I will say, this is the least prepared we've been for a podcast because one of us, that would be me, forgot all about us doing it on a Saturday.
Even though at football yesterday, yeah, we said, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. And I still forgot all about it. But then, to be fair, I didn't get any sleep last night and went straight to work. So I'm a little tired, I'll be honest. A little tired.
Might as well come for a curry then if you weren't going to go to sleep.
I'm not sure that would have helped, to be honest. I'll be honest with you, I don't think that would have helped. Besides, I left at 9:45 and you wouldn't have been out at the restaurant by then. So.
I think we were.
But yeah, anyway.
I was home by about 9:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a party pooper, though, isn't he? He's common. Mate, we used to go out when we were 20 years old, and he'd be the first one going, oh, I've had enough, I want to go.
Because I was bored.
Bored. Always complained he was bored.
Well, if we're going back to football subjects, I will say, our game was first. I know that we had it on your phone while we were eating the curry.
We're on the curry. We've got the match on.
So there was obviously the incident where the ball did not go out of play, and the West Brom manager got sent off.
Yeah.
Interesting one.
I'll be honest, I haven't seen it. So.
Ball bounces just out on the first bounce, and then comes back in. And then he touches it with his foot and gets sent off for it.
I think he's the only one that says that it went out.
That first bounce was out.
I haven't seen it, so I can't, yeah. I can't even...
You can't even judge. You can't give
I can't even give a 2-1. Later. Just to win the podcast, we'll because I haven't seen it.
It doesn't matter, to be fair,
if that one for Newcastle didn't go out, then I'm already telling you that hasn't gone out.
Yeah, so...
But why would you get sent off for that?
Interfering with play.
Just give him a yellow, sure.
No. It's interfering play, you're not allowed to do it.
Is that actually a straight
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an interesting one. But no, I think that half time came at the right time for us because they could have had a penalty. BAR would have given it a penalty for handball against Jack Stevens. He didn't move his arm. It was in a natural position, but he moved his arm
like that.
Yeah, so he did hit him. It's one of them, but you
wouldn't complain if it wasn't given, but you're not complaining that it was.
If it's your team, you wouldn't complain if it wasn't given. If you're the team that's just...
attacking.
If you're attacking, you're complaining. He turned his body and then moves his arm forward into the ball.
So it was a blatant handball, wasn't it?
Well, I'm trying to follow.
Where did it hit his arm, though?
Here.
It was
it's a handball. Give me a minute. I'll get you the highlights. Watch the highlights.
I'll watch the highlights during the break.
It was... Probably should have been a penalty, but you know, sometimes they go for you, sometimes they go against. They onslaughted our goal towards the end.
They even had a moment where a West Brom player doesn't touch the ball, it goes out for a corner, and the ref gave a goal kick. The ref and linesman in that game were horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
Not a very well officiated game, then, by the sounds of it.
I was okay with it.
I can well imagine you were if it was all going in your favour.
But then...
they're all from the South Coast.
West Brom, we survived the onslaught. Half-time came. After half-time, we made a couple subs. David Brooks got his first goal for us.
Good finish.
That was it then. I thought second half...
Where's he playing for you, by the way?
It.
Is he a winger for you?
Looked like a anyway, babe.
Yeah.
Was he a winger?
Well, he came off Fraser, but it looked like where he was playing from looked more like a number 10.
So I'd have him as a 10. I think he did play
as a 10 because Adam Armstrong had come off at that point.
Oh, sorry, it was Armstrong that came off, not Fraser. Who came off of Fraser? Fraser went off.
Azozie.
Azozie, that's the one, yeah.
So, and we just looked better towards the end. It looked comfortable for us. Keeping a clean sheet was vital because we conceded six goals in two games.
Just want to say, was it a free kick or was it just a... it was a bit proper going in like the top, but he just tipped it out. Absolute great save.
I think I've seen that. I don't know why. I must have caught one of the highlights just somewhere.
Real save.
But then the other thing...
I've seen you keep a tip one.
We've seen it in a couple games now, and it was teams on corners not defending properly because our goal was brilliantly well worked. It was obviously training routine and was basically Fraser, just hang around outside the box and don't get marked. So we've left him alone. He's well outside the box. So took a short corner to Stuart Armstrong. He hit it first time to a back post. Fraser's just running in, volley, pass the keeper. Pretty much identical to Bruno Guimarães when Newcastle's goal against Forest, you know, where he was unmarked.
To be fair to him, though, if the defenders are looking around at normal height, they probably missed Fraser.
Yeah.
Other than the positional, that's where the similarities between the goals end, because, to be honest, Bruno Guimarães' goal is far superior with that outside the foot volley.
I would have to have a look at the Southampton one.
Yeah,
it was pretty much identical.
Yeah.
Same position, same.
Same position, same
at the back, and everyone's sort of just gone, oh, look, there's a guy there.
I don't mind talking about the Arsenal game just because it's going to be very, very quick again, like it was last week. Very, very poor Burnley side. Offered absolutely nothing.
It's not surprising that they've only got, what, 5 points at home this season?
Not at all. Not even a little bit. Poor defending. The midfield were vacant. And the forwards, there was one of them. I don't know his name, but it was their left-sided forward. He ran and ran and ran and ran and ran, and he was the only. But I feel really sorry for him because he couldn't have put any more effort in, and it just got him absolutely nowhere. And Arsenal just stomped him from start to finish. They just absolutely stomped all over him. And I like the way Arsenal are playing football. Havertz, I would have liked to have seen him get involved a little bit more because he just seems to sort of take a back seat when we're that aggressive and when we're that on top and that dominant.
Well, he scored.
He scored towards the end. Do you know how that came about?
I haven't seen the game.
So Havertz's goal, right? We got a throw in, which we were going to take quickly, and Havertz just went and stood offside. Offside, technically, but it was a throw in.
Yeah.
Not one of the Burnley defenders went back to mark him. Like, they actually thought he was going to be called offside from a throw in. The throw in got taken. By which point you've got one defender trying to get back, one defender clearly is one of them that make it look busy when the boss comes past. He was sort of trying to get back, and as Havertz cut inside, he met the defender. It was really sad. And then as the keeper come out, Havertz just lifted it over the side and it went under his arm and into the back of the net. It was a decent finish, though, but the defending was
I really hope on Monday when you're driving your truck, you're going to be singing the Waka Waka. Hey, hey.
No.
60 million down the drain.
Well, it was.
Can't have it. Scores again.
I'm not going to be singing that one.
One thing, though. And it goes back to the whole, he wandered offside and no one paid attention because they thought he was offside and they're not. The amount of games where the goal will go in and you see the players arguing with the ref and it's like, it's almost like young players these days don't know the rules of the game they're playing.
We're Sunday League players.
And we know the rules better than they do.
I know full well that if somebody gets a throw-in, I'm going to stand offside. Yeah. I also know if you've got a goal kick on the floor, I can get stand offside. Because I've used that to my advantage as well. Because I don't know if you know, but
the
we have Lily in that one.
The danger with that one is the fact that there's probably not many keepers that can kick it that far, that the odds of there not being a flick on by your player.
Yeah, but even at that point,
if you had a flick on, though, then you'd be offside.
No,
not necessarily. It's their player.
If it flicks off the defender, you're still golden.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to stand offside anyway on goal kicks, just in case it flicks off the defender, and in which case you clean. Because even when he was taking goal kicks, and his goal kicks didn't reach the opposition penalty area.
My goal kicks don't even reach my penalty area.
I certainly don't in a minute with that dodgy foot. But even when he was taking
a goalkeeper, but Nigel, his goal kick, probably the worst ever. Rest in peace, love the bloke, but his goal kicks were horrendous.
Bless him.
But he always tried.
He did always try. So what I'll do is move on to the Leeds game.
Yeah.
Talk us through the Leeds game.
It was okay to watch. How do I say this without being too disrespectful to the old Green Army? They didn't want it. it was just fairly boring, to be honest. We should have we won, and we should have won. There's no
what's happened to Tinrips. He's normally far more aggressive than that when he's talking about opposing teams.
Oh shit.
There you go. There he is. There he is.
They put up nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a big thing made out about it just before we went to them. Because obviously, they're not a bad team at home. I think it's like they've only lost like a few games at home this season, haven't they? And even Fark pointed out that it's like they're one of a few teams that have had, like, they don't concede many at home. They've done really well at home. So I thought, it's going to be a game. A tough game here.
Yeah.
They looked defeated before we even got on the pitch.
To be fair, they might have been.
The thing is,
it's not like Leeds.
They had a couple chances, but even then,
they were half chances.
I mean, if you look at Leeds' record, certainly in 2024,
yeah.
I mean, teams are going to face Leeds and think, exactly. This is what I'm saying. Teams are going to face Leeds now and think, oh, we're in for a rough one here.
Probably that, are the favourites to win just, the league at the moment.
But the thing is when you're facing a team that are on a record, it's like any team now that's going to face Arsenal, so any team that's going to face Leeds, they're going to go there thinking, oh, this is going to be such a struggle today. So straight away, they're a step below your side anyway. So Leeds have got that extra step up before the game's even started, like Southampton did when they were on that run. Because teams would have faced Southampton thinking, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
In fact, they probably still are. You've lost one in 27 or whatever it is. It's ridiculous, your record.
Yeah.
Is it one defeat in 27 games?
Yeah.
Opposing teams are still going to face Southampton thinking, oh, here we go. This is going to be a right pain in the arse today.
Mm.
So, like, all three of our teams at the minute, oh, we're in quite a good spot right
now. Yeah, Southampton, we're all Arsenal, quite happy.
Yeah.
So, I thought this podcast? Jesus Christ, podcast. Where did that come from?
A podcast.
I genuinely thought this podcast was going to be far more aggressive and annoyance and
certainly we did it last year, but bloody hell.
Last year was fucking hilarious. Two of us ready to kill ourselves. Looking for beans to hang ourselves off.
He just started off all right and then joined us at the end.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'd have been fine by, like, what, February? I'd have been bouncing until Daesh took over Everton, and then I'd have started my tears.
Well, guess what? Something else happened in the EFL games this week.
Guess what?
We got another fucking rainbow. We got rainbow football.
Now, what?
I'm missing something here.
Puma have now done the first ever rainbow football for the alphabet community. Right, so now, not only have they got the football laces, they've got the fucking armbands, they've now got a football. They've got a month where they're doing it. I'd like to know, when do they not have anything? It doesn't matter. We don't give a fuck.
No, if
our star striker is gay, lesbian, whatever he wants to be, he can be it. It doesn't matter.
I think technically he's unlikely to be lesbian, though, I will say that.
Who knows?
I think that's
who knows nowadays. Nobody seems to know what they are or what they want to be. But it means nothing. To me, it means nothing because they're just throwing it all the time. It's like, okay, the first time you do something, okay, fair enough. It's like the bending of the knee. Still doing it now. It means nothing. It had an impact when they first do it. But now it's all the time. And now it's like, okay.
I think because of the reason they were taking a knee when you saw...
Yeah, it like, meant something originally.
It really did sort of hit
me. But you know, the players that aren't doing the knee anymore
are the
coloured players. Because it means nothing anymore, because it's just an empty gesture. And I'm sorry, a football is just an empty gesture now. Well, just the wearing the armband now, it's got to be a rainbow one now.
The one guy who I've got massive respect for, who is doing a lot for racism at the minute, is Troy Townsend.
Yes.
He is amazing. Like, that guy's superb, and I follow him on Twitter, and he's non-stop, constantly going and going and going and trying harder and harder and harder all the time. And even he's at a point where he's just like, there's so many empty...
Gestures,
and there's so many empty sort of things that people are doing, and it just starting to lose all meaning.
because people are just doing it because it's like shaking hands with the opposing players when you've just been beat 6-0. It's like, oh, you've got to shake hands with the opposition. And it's feeling a bit, oh, we've got to take the knee, so we'll take the knee. And how about actually doing something about racism within your ground and racism? Surely that would be more sustainable and more substantial and more important than just what your footballers
kneeling down on the words.
You need to actually do something.
Actions speak louder than words. And the problem we've got now is we've got to the point where the conversation has reached the end. Now we need to start implementing things, doing things. But we're not.
The thing is, though, is I no longer know anybody who tells them sort of jokes. Right? We're like, everybody I know now is at a point where they're like, racism's fucking ridiculous. Racism's just stupid and I don't understand it.
Mm.
So where are all these guys coming from? Well, guys, girls, trees, laptops, whatever they identify as. Where are these people coming from? Because I used to know people that were a bit like that and they did tell the odd joke that you thought, oh,
it's a bit too far.
I don't find that funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know any of them anymore and I don't think that I come across or come into contact people that are like that. And I'm like, where are all these people then? Because there seems to be a lot of them at football matches and large gatherings.
I think...
Is it just a group mentality now? Like, if you're racist, you're not going to admit it when you're on your own sort of thing because you're scared or whatever. Because I'm curious because everybody I talk to has got the same attitude as me where they're just like, racism's just ridiculous and I don't understand it. I don't understand why... Like, don't get me wrong, if somebody comes up to me, white, black, Asian, whatever, and he's a dick, then I'll say, you're a dick.
Yeah, that's just...
But I'm not going to say, you're a dick because the colour of your skin's different or because you come from a different country. You're just a dick.
Yeah.
But that could be a white guy that was born down the fucking road in Birmingham. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, could be anything.
I think the problem you've got is, it doesn't matter what you do, you'll never get rid of hate. So... be it the alphabet community, racism, any form of hatred, you'll never get rid of it because you'll always have someone who hates someone for some reason. It's like this whole, you can never please everybody. You will never be in a position where you can remove everything. So you've got to become tolerant to that. You've got to become resistant to it. Sorry, not tolerant. You've got to become resistant to it. But the problem you've got is we've got too many people who play the victim card these days, that they'll play the victim card on shit that has absolutely no relevance to the subject. But because it gives them power, they're going to use it. And a lot of these things is, I don't think we'll get rid of a lot of the things because it gives the people too much power. If you just ignore something, like bullying, let's go with bullying. Bullying's the best one. If someone comes up to you, you're fat. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you're really fat. No, I know. I really need to lose weight. Yeah, but, you know, you're disgustingly fat. I know, my mom keeps telling me. You're taking the power away from them. They've got nowhere to go because they're running out of ideas. How if they go, you're fat? Oh, why are you going to say that to me? Oh, it's hurting my feelings. Oh, yeah, because you're fat. But, you know, the problem you've got is if you build a resistance to something, you eventually eradicate
it. It's not even a resistance because, like, I put up with the fat jokes because I'm overweight. But I, like, I know I'm overweight. So you're telling me something I already know.
Hmm. Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is...
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but this is the point, though. Yeah, but if somebody's coming up to you and saying something, and, like, I don't know, coming up to you and calling you a skinny fucking twat or whatever.
Yeah, skinny twat for 40 years.
You're stood there going, yeah, but I know. What, like, I'm not sure what part of that is meant to bother me. Yeah. I know. And they're going, oh, you're fat or you're gay or you're this or you're that. Well, I know.
Yeah, but that's okay with it. But this is what I'm getting at. One of the problems we have is we have a community, we have this new generation that if you say something that they disagree with, you're being offensive. It's not, you can't be offensive. You can only take offense.
Yeah.
Something that pisses you off might not piss me off. For example, we have to feel representation. Why? I don't watch a football match because I identify with a striker. I watch a football match because I want to watch 11 players beat the other 11 players that aren't my 11 players, and I want them to do it fucking good.
He's never going to identify with a striker, though, because he's
well, not a goalkeeper. if the Southampton team are on an unbeaten run and all of them want to get together at the end of a game and have a big orgy and stuff, that's up to them. As long as they're playing well on the pitch, I couldn't give a fuck what they do.
I'd rather they didn't do that on the pitch. Though.
Not on the pitch.
there's going to be
there's
young
children.
Kids in
yeah,
the
audience. Children,
so
no,
I
no,
think
no,
that
I mean,
would be a bit much.
You know what I mean? You know, it's like, it doesn't matter.
Nobody cares.
And we don't
care.
The only time we get offended is when they're playing shit.
But
if they're not putting the effort
Have you noticed as well, though? Because like, there are women footballers that have come out and said, well, I'm lesbian. And I'm gay and I'm this and I'm that. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. Like, okay.
Nobody's cared about any of the male footballers that come out. Nobody cares about the rugby players that have come out.
They do get shit from certain quarters, though. And this is the thing is, the women don't. Nobody's having a go at these women footballers, as far as I'm aware.
No. What I would probably say is, they probably do, but people don't bring it to light. Now, is that because, again, if you bring something to light and make a problem of it, it becomes a problem. And I know that I'm going to get a hurl of abuse about the idea of ignorance. But if we be ignorant, we're not going to tackle the problem. But if we just ignore it, people will get bored. People get bored. We know that because most people don't listen to a full podcast. The attention span these days is TikTok level. You have to watch a film in 32 segments on TikTok because you can't watch it as a fucking hour.
I'd like to disagree with him, but he's got a point.
Yeah, the thing is, though, everybody will probably get offended by what we've said because they'll only pick off.
Someone will get offended by what I've said.
The
30-second
clip
where we do that. Somebody, it just makes us sound bad. Like,
no, but that's
it is what
it's all,
it is, isn't it?
It's all
when we're all supportive.
Yeah, absolutely.
There should be more, because I'm pretty sure that there's plenty of gay footballers that are playing right now. When
what
they're afraid
I want
to come out, they should come out.
What I want to know is, right, now, we are all now at an age where I would say 99.5% of footballers are younger than we are.
Yeah.
So, as I would say, we're probably the average football supporting male.
Okay.
I will have to say white male because we're all white. Why do you want, not you particularly, Tim Ribbs, I know I'm pointing at you because you sat in front of me. But why do you particularly want to know what that 17-year-old kid is doing with his genitals?
I don't give a shit.
This is my point, though. Why do you want to know? I don't give a shit. If he come up to me and told me, I'd be like, mate, I'm not bothered.
Hang on.
I don't care, but I don't want to know.
Can he play as part of a team that can score goals?
That's what I want to know.
Can he function as part of my team?
Can you put the ball in the back of the net?
Do you
want
to put the effort in week out? Do you want to
if you're a goalkeeper, can you stop the ball going in the back of the net?
I couldn't give two shits.
I'm the best keeper on the planet. I don't care what you do in your private life.
That works across everything. When I go to the shop, I don't give a flying fuck what the attendant does outside of work.
Couldn't care less.
As long as they're serving me.
Couldn't care less.
More of the players need to be like Paul Scholes was, because you didn't have a dicky clue what was going on in his personal life at all, because he kept it private.
Look,
and
James
that's
Milner.
Exactly what we were
boring James Milner. No one else was going on it. What a guy. No, at the end of the day, people should just let people be people. But people are too interested in what's going on. Why? Who cares?
They want
a scandal. You know where it all went wrong? Social media.
No, it all started with Big Brother.
Yeah.
I partly agree with you. I mainly agree with you. I think part of Big Brother's problem was we got so used to looking in at other people's lives and judging them instantly.
Yeah.
But Big Brother celebrated the fact that you were judging. And I'm going to go to the first one. Was it Nasty Nick or Nasty Nigel?
It was one of them.
Nasty Nick, I think.
Nasty Nick. Sounds right. It was going back fucking years, though, and I can't really remember offhand. But it was somewhat along them lines. And we celebrated the fact that the entire country was judging this guy off of a 3-week window. And the guy was like in his 30s, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So let's say he was 35. Let's just go split it down the middle. So he's 35. And you're judging him on 3 weeks of his 35 years. How is that fair or right or normal or what have you? I realise we've got a little bit off topic, but because it's about genders and sexuality and this, that and the other, it does involve football, because obviously some footballers go through hell.
Yeah.
Because they're just getting treated like absolute garbage because of, like, I mean, forgive the crudeness, but they're getting shit because of where they're sticking the fucking bell end. What is wrong with you? Why do you want to know what somebody else is doing?
Footballers get abused at everything now.
And it's
well,
ridiculous.
Well, you think about, example, David Beckham, where he had his scandal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's all on his documentary, which is absolutely brilliant. I mean, I love the player and that sort of stuff. But he had to put up with a barrage of abuse. And I didn't realise how bad it was until I watched that documentary. And all he did was he went out, ignored it and played football. And eventually it went away and slowly. And he became... icon again. And that's where it goes. You know, when you said ignore it, let them do it, that's what
people don't have an attention span.
Yeah.
People just don't have an attention span.
They could talk a few months. Boxers would not be boxers if they were just punching a bag.
No.
Because they'd get bored. They only want to be boxers because once you've done that boring bit, you're going to end up getting something back after
all. Oh, it's like, for example, when I played airsoft and stuff, and people are like, oh, you're a really fast runner. Do you ever run? I hate running. But I'd run because I get to hurt someone at the other end of it.
It's pretty much about the size of it, isn't it?
It's reward.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when I tried to take out Stretch. I just fucked up and kicked him his boots instead of him.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was.
But no, the point is, you do the boring shit and shit you
don't
like.
The point is valid.
To get to the point that you enjoy. And at the end of the day, we do get to the point where, at the end of the day, people get bored very fucking easy.
Mm.
People's attention span these days is minuscule. It's measured in microseconds.
The problem is, when people get bored nowadays, you can then abuse somebody like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave your house. Like in the 80s, when we were kids, we had to go to somebody face-to-face to abuse.
And risk getting punched in the face.
But that's why that's why we're not soft as shit now.
Keyboard warriors.
That's why we're not pansies now. And we're not offended by everything in the fucking world, because we took the abuse face to face. And if we upset the wrong person, we get a slap.
Luckily, we're not offended by the keyboard warriors that sometimes like to
comment
on our stuff.
I actually enjoy it.
To be fair,
I like the abuse.
I've had some abuse on Facebook, and people like what you were saying there, oh, fucking fat this and fat that. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. Because if I wasn't okay with it, I'd fucking do something about it.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm all right with it.
So all these empty token gestures, just, you know, before we wrap up, all these empty gestures, they do nothing.
Mm.
We need to do something. And we're not doing anything, because I think it's now got to the point where our idea of doing something is to become victims.
Our idea of doing something is to start a hashtag.
No,
hashtag
no,
me too.
No, no, I mean, no, no.
And you feel like you're getting involved.
No, no, no,
and
no, I don't
even somebody.
Mean that. I mean...
taking the knee, you feel like you're helping.
No, I feel that, no. Hear me out. This is a really weird one, but it's got a bit of validity to it. It's almost like now, by having this, we need to stand there and do it, is basically saying, I want to be a victim, and I'm going to keep the problem there to be a victim. Rather than do something about it to end it, they keep it relevant and keep it there to be a victim.
I think to a certain extent, would you agree that
racism is anywhere near as bad as it was in the 90s?
I would have to say no.
Would you agree then that compared to the 70s and 80s, football violence and racism is practically non-existent?
Okay, football violence has definitely dwindled since the
80s. Now let's go on racism from the 70s and 80s. Would you agree that it's pretty much non-existent?
Well, if you think
they
when...
they kick them out in this country. If somebody
you think,
says anything...
In
they
the 80s, when John Barnes first started playing for England, he was booed by the England fans.
He was.
Not because of his football, not because he played for Liverpool, which I'd have understood. It's because he was black and you're booing your own guy just because of the colour of his skin.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
But what I mean is, what I'm getting at is, in the 70s and 80s, the racism in football is horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Yeah.
You know.
Now, it's still there. We know it's still there. But it's nothing in comparison. Nothing. It's so insignificant in comparison. Are we keeping it alive by constantly bringing it up?
Yeah.
Well, you are, but it is. And like, if somebody is racist, then there is a victim for that.
Of course there is.
And I get that that can't be nice. I mean, I can't put myself in that position, because if somebody is racist towards me, genuinely doesn't bother me. So I don't understand that sort of mentality. I can't rightly put myself in somebody's position that's being racially abused and is affected by it and go, well, they should do this or they should do that. I can't empathize with that, because I have had people be racist to me in the past, and it genuinely, I don't really care. Yeah. I'm not bothered by it. It just doesn't bother me at all.
There's probably the example. It's like John Terry. Was he racist towards Anton Ferdinand? But we'll never know.
You would have to think so, because his reaction was like that on the pitch. Yeah. He was an instant turn and like, what the did you just say to me? It wasn't like a gradual.
Is John Terry a racist? Probably not. Did he make a comment? He probably did in the heat of the moment.
Your biggest thing with that is, like you were saying earlier with you fat this, you fat that, is people will go for the one thing they know is going to wind you up instantly. Whether it bothers them or not, you probably don't give a shit that I'm fat.
Yeah.
But when we have a bit of banter, that's where you'll go.
I've always just
because said it's the one obvious thing to have a go at, and you think, well, if anything's going to bother him, it'll be that. Like, well, I could just call him a twiglet.
Well, it's like when you had...
Because if there's anything that's going to bother him...
Yeah, but you had the ball yesterday, and I said, I expected you to shoot from the halfway line. You went, I'm not 26 anymore. I went, I know, you're fat and old. I expected you to not want to run. First thing I said.
And I'm like, I looked at him and I went, yeah, you got a point.
So would he have been better off? So if you said that comment, would he have been better off turning around going, you know what? I said that comment. It was stupid. I didn't mean it because I'm not that way. It was just...
I think
it was just a reaction. To
I don't think it would have been stuff. Accepted. It and I don't have been think accepted. It would have been. I don't think people would have, you know, just forgiven him straight away. But I think he would have earned a little bit more respect just going, look, I was really angry on a pitch. I didn't think, and I just wanted to hurt you at the time. Mm. And that was just the first thing that came out. I think he'd have got a little bit more respect.
You know
for
what?
It, just for being
full,
honest.
Seeing yourself without knowing the
full. We'll never know.
We'll never know. We'll never be in a position to know what went down.
But then it's like, you know, Luis Suarez eating people. You don't know how good that guy smelled.
Yeah. I just want to point out, though, with Anton, in the Anton Ferdinand thing, was he is a Ferdinand, but any excuse to get in the limelight for 5 seconds is pretty much going to be jumped on. Because those two.
He started nice.
Those two.
Started that. Took those a nose two dive
have
at the end.
To be relevant no matter what. They're pathetic.
Took a serious nose dive at the end. We started well.
Yeah.
And went down.
I have time for a break.
Hello and welcome back from the break to the Sunday League Pundit Show. We've had quite a good chat during the break this time, actually. We finished watching the Manchester City versus Chelsea game, which has probably got seconds left. We've come back just before the full-time whistle, but there's not a lot left. And it's 1-1 at the moment, and hopefully it'll stay that way, which is what we would like as... As an Arsenal fan, the 1-1 is okay. I'd have preferred Chelsea to win it, but there you go, you can't have everything, can you?
Fucking Arsenal fan wanting the other London club to win.
Yeah, if it's going to hold City back, because honestly, the Premier League for me is getting just as dull as every other league in Europe.
I'm just surprised that you'd want City to lose and Liverpool to win the league.
Well, there's no saying Liverpool are going to keep it up. Villa might overtake us all and win it, yeah. You don't know how bad the run's going to be that everyone else is going to go on.
Who knows? Who knows?
But yeah, I definitely don't want Liverpool winning it, but I don't particularly want City to win it either. They've won 5 out of 6. We're becoming Scottish football.
Mm. We're not becoming the outcome of this.
We're becoming the Bundesliga. Albeit not this season. Harry Kane's gone over for easy trophies, and the only trophy he's going to get is a cannon. Which is, for those that don't know, the leading goal scorer trophy in Germany is literally a cannon.
Yeah.
And that looks like it's the only trophy
that Harry
Kane... It
literally looks like the Arsenal badge as well. That's
it looks exactly... Do you know what it looks like? It looks like the massive cannon that's outside the Emirates Stadium. Yeah. But in miniature form in bronze on a stand. And I hope that is the one thing that Harry Kane wins, is because the irony of that.
Because they did, in fact, lose to Lazio in the Champions League this week, setting a record most amount of shots ever without game one on target or something is a new record set. This one, I don't know what the number of shots.
What is it with Harry Kane? Because he's not a bad player. It's not like he's bad at what he does. What is it about Kane?
Maybe he's cursed.
Some gypsy woman's in the curse you, Harry Kane.
I bet she was an Arsenal fan. I'll teach you to leave Arsenal when you're.
You're an Arsenal fan, but you decided to beat Tottenham. Screw you.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that, does it? Because Campbell decided to leave Tottenham and join Arsenal and won like three trophies.
Yeah, but he went the other way. He went the smart way.
So he didn't do like a David Bentley and leave Arsenal to then go to Tottenham.
Well, you don't go Tottenham to win stuff, do you?
No.
As we've established on this show.
Many times.
Many times.
Yeah. You go there for a payday, really. And an easy life, because nobody hassles you when you're there.
Yeah.
You don't get hassled when you lose, when you're at a team that's used to losing. Because they're just used to it. Yeah, you make a fair point. So yeah, we're going to go into the week's events. And we're going to talk about some of the results this week, apart from the three that we've already mentioned, obviously.
Yeah.
So, Tim Ribs.
I don't want to talk about Liverpool.
No, we don't. We don't have
they to won. About there you go.
Liverpool won. There you go. Next.
Villa beat Fulham. So they're back on track.
Today's results were on already.
Oh, okay. Right, sorry. So you want to go a bit further back?
Yeah.
So Monday, Chelsea continued their resurgence. They absolutely smashed Crystal Palace 3-1.
It took a while.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is,
once they got going, they really kicked into
gear. Yeah, but I just want to point out here. When Leeds played Plymouth in the replay of the FA Cup, I stated that if we win, I want to play Chelsea at Stamford Bridge and not Villa at Villa Park.
I believe he stated that on recording as well.
Yeah. So I said this because at the time, Chelsea was shit. Since me saying that, they've won every fucking game until today where they've drawn. All of a sudden, I'm not feeling so...
To be fair, a draw against Man City at Man City is a pretty good result.
I know, yeah. So all of a sudden, I'm thinking, I'm starting to regret my choice there.
But Chelsea are the kings of annoying songs, because I did mention that their new song is very annoying and wound me up, because they just go on and on and on.
How's it go?
Please sing. Will be all right. Chelsea. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing will be all right. Chelsea. Yeah, it might be a little bit better than Chelsea.
I mean, yeah, come on.
You know, we've added some more words. Maybe some of them have gone to school now.
Wow.
I was going
to say, we're
going there, are we? Absolutely stomping.
I know, that was a bit savage, wasn't it?
Stomping on Chelsea. Jesus, it's like they're all still Russian. Right, the results are on telly, so we've got Liverpool.
We're still in the middle of the week. Let's go back into the week. I want to talk about something that isn't Premier League, because everybody talks about Premier League.
They do.
And let's be honest, there's 72 other teams, 72 professional teams, who don't get mentioned on any podcasts, any shows, unless they're very specific to that sort of... niche. And I know that one of our viewers said, you know, we need to talk about other teams, but why Premier League? If you want to know about the Premier League, go fucking anywhere. Like, anywhere. No one talks about the lower leagues.
We talk about Southampton because of you, and we talk about that Tim Pop team that you support.
Go fuck yourself. But no, on a serious note, a couple of teams I want to mention out. Bolton Wanderers, they've got a couple of games in hand, although they've dropped out of they're in the playoffs at the moment. They're looking quite good. And,
didn't they start one season a couple of years ago with like five youth players or something?
Yeah. That's what I was about to bring up. They literally fell apart. Them and Wigan, two teams that have literally been stripped asunder.
Yeah.
Again, no sympathy from the fans or the FA, but let's all give it to Everton. Sorry, just wanted to go there while we're at it. But another team, they've been absolutely strict.
You're aware we're giving away an Everton shirt,
yeah, I know.
And you've done nothing but crap on Everton for the last 17 weeks.
Making you hand it over
to swear to God he is the one that's going to be handing that shirt. And I hope it's a diehard Everton
with
fan
a smile
that listens to the pod religiously.
Yeah. But no, so to see the chance of Bolton becoming a championship team again, and sort of working their way.
That'd be really nice, actually.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give them a bit of love because, you know, at the end of the day, like I say, a lot of teams.
I think they're one of them teams that nobody ever really hated, and there were some players that everybody.
Because they had JJ. Because
I think JJ.
I was going to say, I brought up JJ Okocha in my team that never, you know, never played.
What a player.
Yaskalainen. What a player.
Loved him. And they're just one of those teams. And. Like when the Sam Allardyce era there, they were a great team.
They were amazing under Allardyce.
Yeah, Nolan, Davis.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's nice to see that they're doing well. They're in the playoffs at the moment, but they've got a couple of games in hand. So hopefully, I'd like to see Bolton back up. Yeah. That, or at least into the Championship, and then pressing on.
How are Wigan doing?
Wigan, sorry, they lost in midweek to Oxford, and they are currently sat mid-table. As things stand.
Because they had one of the best Premier League defenders one year.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Sylvain Distan.
No, but I thought we were going to mention Titus.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Titus Bramble, yeah. We wrote about this at the pub the other day.
Right. I wasn't at the pub the other day. That's why I was a little lost on that.
You can't always go on statistics for like performances and stuff. And I pointed out that when everyone was banging about how Van Dijk's the best defender in the world, obviously, all the Man United fans immediately jumped on and went, yeah, but Vidic is better, and showed his stats. So me being the dick I am went, you're both wrong, because Titus Bramble is the best centre-back of all time. Because statistically, he's better than all of them. Statistically, there was one season at Wigan where Titus Bramble is the greatest defender to have ever graced the Premier League.
That's evidence. Why England never won the
Euros. So there you go. So stats didn't play fucking stats. Lie.
Yeah, but we've said this many times on the show that stats can be twisted to make them look like anything.
Because stats say Onana is the best keeper in the Premiership.
That's only because the defence is too fucking scared.
I'm not sure what stat you're looking at, actually, that say he's the best.
I think it's saves and saves percentage.
Have you watched how many shots are hit straight at him?
I was just about to say, when you concede 1,000 shots, saving 900 isn't that great. You need to save 998.
Yeah, but the amount of shots then stats, and that's why Man United are like, he's the best keeper. He's the best keeper.
Yeah.
And then the latest one, errors leading to goals by goalkeepers.
Ryan's got to be top of that list.
No, it was Sheffield United's Fodringham, is it? He's got 10. Onana?
Again.
None, apparently.
What?
He hasn't made an error leading to a goal.
That's because he hasn't kicked the ball directly to an opponent. The fact that the ball's rolled under his hand or rolled over his hand or rolled next to his face.
Or he's palmed it directly into the path of someone.
Or he's like headed it on its way in or something. It doesn't count stuff like that. That's a problem.
Yeah, and that's when I kind of thought to myself,
again,
I swear he's made error.
Tweets.
So, very quickly again, Tuesday, just want to jump down to League 2. A club that are quite famous at the moment, Wrexham.
Boom.
They're pressing on really nicely, but it's not even them I want to talk about. Mansfield Town played Harrogate and duly thrashed them 9-2.
They did.
9-2.
9-2.
Jesus.
My hats go off to you, Mansfield Town, for a phenomenal performance.
I think they won 9-2. Like 13-2 on aggregate against them or something across
absolutely.
The two games. But they were on about it. And I think they were losing today, Mansfield. They'd like scored loads of goals recently and then they were losing today. But the other thing that could happen in low leagues, because at the moment, obviously, Wrexham are fighting for promotion at the moment, but a local team to us around here, Crewe, they're occupying near the top. I think they were in third. Vale were in a position of they are in the relegation zone, but if they stayed up, Stoke could go down because they're not exactly doing great. they could have a nice, tasty League One next year.
League One between Stoke and Port Vale.
Stoke,
I would love to see Stoke down in League One.
Stoke in League One, Bale in League One, Crewe in League One.
That's a nice.
See now. I'm not going to say I've got an affinity with Crewe, but when I was a kid and my dad couldn't take me to Macclesfield, my dad was a copper, right, and his police officer friend was called Pat, and he was a Crewe fan. So I used to go and watch Crewe just on the weeks that my dad was working and couldn't take me. So I would go and watch Crewe at Crewe's ground against Stoke and Port Vale.
It's really interesting, because when you talk rivalries and stuff like that, it's like, because obviously Bale and Crewe have played each other, and you can see that as a rivalry, like a local derby.
Have you watched the Macclesfield documentary?
No.
Right, it was Port Vale fans that went to Mac to cause the problems when we were playing Mac.
Oh, Congleton. I remember you saying this the other day, yeah.
It wasn't Congleton fans that caused that kickoff, it was Port Vale fans. So I'd quite happily go and support Crewe against Port Vale.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting because, like, Stoke and Vale, they both can't play at home at the same.
Yeah.
But obviously, Vale and Crewe can play because, obviously, it's different police and so because, obviously, it's Cheshire and staffs. And it's like, even though the border's, like, really close and they see each other as rivals,
imagine
it's like
Stoke and Vale can't play like in Stoke on the same day, but they've got each other. Oh, great times.
Yeah.
They don't play each other very often, so it would be nice to see that derby match.
I would like to see them permanently playing each other in League One. That would be great.
To be fair, and it looks like if we don't make it up, we could be playing Portsmouth because they're top of the league at the moment.
Yeah, they're doing today. Well.
That would be the if we don't go up. I would like Portsmouth to go up. I love the misery of them failing. I want the derby. I do want the derby.
Do you miss that derby then?
Yeah.
Because I think I would quite happily see Spurs relegated and not worry about it too much.
Yeah, but you've got a lot.
You played each other that often.
Yeah, you've got all the London. There are more than one on the team.
We have played them, but we were Premier League. They were League One. We beat them 4-1 in their own backyard, but it was different levels.
But it's like when we got.
Whereas in your same
the result, right?
When we first got promoted back to the Premier League, I went out my way straight away to find out when are we playing Man United. That was the one. That was like, when do we play Man United?
You do.
And
you look at fixtures. You want to know when you're playing Tottenham.
One club city, you see, so they've got no rivals. So they have to invent a rival from somewhere.
Everyone hates Leeds. We've got more rivals than anyone else.
After impending,
you know, this year I'm looking for the Leeds game.
Yes,
because we've got the interest in that one.
I'm looking at. We're looking at who
we're playing on Boxing Day. Them sort of things. They're the things you look who you're playing opening game of a season. Who you're playing last game of a season. Mm. I'm looking when we're playing Stoke because it's a local one. I'm looking when who you're playing. Like in the Premier League, it's like, who you got first game of the season? When you're playing the champions, when you go into Liverpool, Man United, when you go into these big teams, especially when you're lower down and you're not a big club. I mean, I know that Simon Jordan doesn't want us to go up. He's quite happy for... He was on with Danny Mills, and obviously Danny Mills is Leeds.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, I'd love to see them go up. And Simon Jordan was kind of like, I don't care about Southampton. I don't want to see them go up. I want to see Leeds go up with Leicester and stuff like that. Because because Leeds have got a massive fan base, and obviously it's better for the Premier League that they're there because...
You haven't exactly got 200 fans, though.
No, we're selling out our ground at the moment, every game at the moment, home and away. We are selling out at the moment and have been most of the time. Because when a team's winning, it does sell out and stuff at the moment. So it's not like we have got a good fan base. But if Leeds add 10,000 seats to Ellen Road... Ellen Road.
To where?
Ellen Road,
okay.
Yeah, that's the ground. They add 10,000 seats... You're going to sell another 10,000 tickets.
Well, we've got a ridiculously large waiting queue as it is. I think 16,000, 17,000.
We add 10,000 seats to St. Mary's. we're probably not going to fill it.
Yeah.
We haven't got 10,000 fans waiting to go to games.
Well, it's quite an honest and open assessment, though, isn't it?
It's a bigger fan base.
But going on big fan bases, very quickly, just jumping back into the week's events. I'm going to jump back to the Championship. Because on Wednesday, Sunderland continued their rapid descent from grace. Because they lost to Huddersfield, which is hilarious, because who loses
Huddersfield? There's kind of a thing going on at the moment.
Huddersfield, like, near Yorkshire, by any chance.
Feel it. Yeah. Feel it, feel out at the moment. I mean, I don't even know who he is, their manager.
Who, Beale?
Yeah, I've never heard of him. Maybe I should have done, but I don't have a clue who he is.
Really?
I don't know a lot about him, I'll be honest.
I know nothing of him.
I mean, obviously I've heard the name, but...
The only one I'm thinking is Jeremy.
That's Beadle. No,
that's Beadle.
That's Beadle, not Beale.
But that's it, what makes me think. That's all I can think of when I hear his name. That's a different name.
He's
like,
the one who...
You've just offended so many people.
He was...
I'm okay with it.
He was Gerrard's second at Rangers, the one who went to QPR, and then
I still don't know who he is. No, I do, yeah.
Anyway, so talk to a person who's heard something about football. Yeah, so he's in charge of that's who's in charge of Sunderland, and they are literally peeling away. They went from being really strong playoff contenders, and now they're like just free falling.
Oh, is that a bit like when Chelsea went, oh, Potter's doing well, we'll have Potter. Yay!
Yeah, pretty much.
They fell off a cliff. Yeah.
So Birmingham are reaping the rewards of
Tony. Don't want Birmingham to reap any rewards.
That, which, again, brings
anywhere.
Up midweek game. Blackburn.
Birmingham to get relegated.
That was a great one.
I'd love to see Birmingham.
Eustace going back to his old stomping ground. Then you got Mowbray defending against his old, you know. That was always a good game.
Next.
And then Birmingham, again today, compounding the misery for Sunderland. Happy days!
No, we like play Birmingham soon, and I've got to say, I'm not quite looking forward to it. I'd quite like them to have Rooney back in.
Mm.
But,
hey, <yo. laughs> Okay, so this week
we have
the Europa League this week.
Okay, finish.
The Europa Conference. Was there any English teams in any of it?
Not everybody's played, though, have they?
No, it's been a weird one.
Because, like, Arsenal haven't played their Champions League game yet.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about Champions League, does he?
Man United haven't played their Champions League game yet.
While we're in it, I'll support.
Oh, no, they're out. They're out.
Out.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Man United dig there.
Oh, okay.
I should have gone with him.
But, yeah. Any interest in any other leagues, guys?
Yes, I'd like to just whip to Macclesfield's game.
Yes.
Yeah. You peaked quite early in the chat at 1-0 up.
We were 1-0 after about 4 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, Mike, I've gone 1-0.
By the time I read it, you were looting.
Yeah, I saw that. No, what you're missing is, by the time you read it, we'd gone 1-1, started winning 2-1, had that disallowed, then started losing.
Oh, missed the disallowed goal.
Yeah, there was loads happening in that game.
Yeah.
Then we went 2-2. Then we started losing 3-2. Then they had a man sent off. Then we won 5-3.
I know, yeah.
What a mental game of football that was.
And the beauty of it is, you've got games in hand against some of the teams above you.
Yeah.
And you're nicely placed in playoffs.
Which is what you wanted. Playoffs was above my expectations, to be honest, this season.
I'm guessing you would rather win the FA Trophy and not get promoted.
Why not be greedy and just have both?
Is this one of them that if you're offering me the choice between promotion and the trophy, I would take us three going down to Wembley and winning the FA Trophy.
Sorry, I'm not a trophy.
Because I'd take both of my boys down and we would go down.
I'm still taking the FA Cup at the moment while we're still in it over. Yeah.
Well, we're both in it for another week and a half.
We're not in it anymore, so I'm quite happy for one of you two to win the FA Cup. Makes no difference to me.
Well, my thing still stands for him and the Liverpool thing. Just want to point that out, that still stands. But yeah, after watching Chelsea for the last few games, I'm not feeling so confident.
Yeah, I'm
makes
not,
a change for
I'm,
him not
I'm
to
not
be confident.
Feeling confident. I'm really hoping they put out a second string side and we actually go
but,
for it.
Yeah, but Mr. Teeth ain't going to do that.
No.
He's gonna
we're still going to see that.
Full strength team.
To be fair,
yeah, because this is last season. He doesn't care if he runs them into the ground, does he? Because he's not going to be there next year. Oh, I have heard some interesting information about Jurgen Klopp's leaving, actually. There was an interview with Jurgen Klopp about 12 months ago to which Jurgen Klopp said, and I quote, they were talking about Arsenal's all or nothing.
Yeah.
And Jurgen Klopp said, and
I've,
I quote,
I've heard this.
If they bring cameras into my training ground at Liverpool, I will be leaving this club. Now I've heard all or nothing will be recorded next year at Liverpool.
Oh.
So I now think that's the reason Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool, because the owners have brought in all or nothing.
Yeah, because they want the money. They want
Amazon.
The revenue.
They want the revenue, and Jurgen Klopp
that
said
absolutely
18
fantastic.
Months ago, if they bring cameras into my training ground,
yeah, but look
gone.
At this. Look at it from this way. They bring in the revenue of all or nothing, and they bring Alonso in as new manager.
Everyone's going to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Alonso's first season, you get to see behind the scenes. Everyone will watch it.
I'd watch that.
I would if they flopped. I mean, don't get me wrong. If he comes in and they have an amazing season, I'll be deleting Amazon. Yeah, but if he comes in and they flop, yeah. I'll watch it and re-watch it and share
you know
it.
What, though?
Send
I
it
see
around
the
globe.
Clips as well where they do the whole Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm not leaving. At the end of a season, and he like wins everything and then turns around, I can't leave this club, kind of thing. That'd really piss me off. It was all
yeah,
fucking
but if it is
club.
About this all or nothing thing, then he'll go because he's said, like, without a shadow of a doubt, I will not be recorded while I'm taking my training sessions or while I'm talking to people in the office. I will not be recorded, I'll be gone. I reckon that's where he's gone. So, yeah, a little bit of information
that's very interesting.
That's what
no,
I've
I'm
down
hoping that Alonso wins the Bundesliga and stays there.
Unfortunately, Southampton will never be all or nothing because it's always nothing.
You are joking. You're aware Tottenham had an all or nothing and they included all in the title. What for?
Well, that was obviously going to be nothing.
Yeah, it's because they had Mourinho and they actually believe for a
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, they actually.
Oh, yeah, we've got Mourinho as well. The only all that they got there was he managed to piss off all the players. That was the only all that was involved.
My
favourite
when he just dragged Dele Alli in the office was like, you're a piece of shit, mate.
Yeah. Sat him down and Dele Alli's there, one of the best players in the country at the time, and he just went, lazy. Lazy, trainer, lazy.
Oh, on that note, the whole thing, sorry, just that's bottom of my mind. Jed Spence, when Daniel Farke asked him into the office for his meeting to basically say, we don't want you anymore because you don't turn up, you're late, you're lazy, blah, blah. He was late for that interview, for that meeting. Jed Spence was late for his own meeting about his attendance.
That's genius, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm late to my meeting. What's it about? Lateness. That's brilliant. I quite like that, actually. I mean, it's a shame because he could potentially have been one of England's best
quick
ever
question
fullback.
On that, though. Did Jed Spence ever interact with Dele Alli?
Maybe.
Because the
passing
trajectories that they're both on is like Dele Alli
well, we'll
5
where,
years ago is where Jed Spence is now.
We'll see whether Jed Spence ends up in Turkey.
Did he end up going anywhere, Jed Spence? Or is he kind of...
No, like, no one wanted him.
Any training with the reserves? Or
yeah, yeah. No one wanted him.
I don't think anybody
not
wants
him. Not surprising, though.
Had he stayed at Forest, he would be so good now. So, so good. He destroyed Arsenal on his own, you know, during that FA Cup game that we lost.
Or is there a reason that Forest didn't sign him?
No, Forest wanted him. He was awesome at Forest.
I didn't know if they wanted him or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They wanted to keep him because he was so good. And then once he'd left, he's obviously one of them people that once he'd left Forest and signed for an average size six, he's then thinking, I've made it. turned up to Spurs and just thought, I've made it. I don't need to try any harder now. I'm there.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. Outstanding at Forest. Went to Spurs. Never heard from him. And it was all about his attitude and his training. And we never heard any of that at Forest.
Yeah.
And Forest are not a tiny club. Like, they're not disrespectful enough to their fans to go, well, I know you're a bone idle twat, but we're going to play you anyway.
Here you go. Interesting story. So, and I was listening to an interview with, and it's from last year, but I've only just come across it. And it was Ben Foster talking with Henry Lansbury.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he was talking about, and it just started that one man can affect your entire future. So as a kid, so Henry Lansbury went to Villa.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was at Arsenal.
He was.
And he went to Villa, was doing okay, but then he had a few injuries and that. And then one day he was coming back and he got told, we're looking to sell you. He didn't get his move and then he didn't get his loan move. So he was like, and then he got told, you're not in the squad for this year. So Henry Lansbury, again, is like, okay, I'm disappointed, I can do that. Then he was told, you're not allowed to train with the first team anymore.
That's a bit rough, yeah? Isn't it?
So you've got to now go with the under-18s or under-23s, whatever it is. So he's like, okay, so he's done that. He then got offered by the owner it was at the time, because new owners went into Villa and they said, you're not going to play for this club. We will help you find a new club and we'll release you from your contract, so to speak. But we weren't going to pay him his full contract. So he turned around and said, no, pay me what I'm owed, or because he didn't believe that the club would help him find a new contract, because he didn't believe this man, just this one guy.
Yeah, to be fair, said, probably wouldn't have either.
So he turned around and he played that. But then in the news, it was like, Henry Lansbury, why doesn't he want to play football, kind of thing? And that was the press that he got. And we've said it on the pod where we don't understand that why players play for these clubs and sit in the reserves and they don't want to play and stuff like that. And that made me think enlightened. Okay. Maybe it's that way. There's just one guy. We just don't understand. And then Ben Foster turned around and goes, and this happens at every club. There's at least one player at every club that has been forced to go play because of that. And it makes you think, okay, wow. What an insight. And then he says, and any kids coming through, one man can ruin your whole career if they don't like you.
It is true, though, isn't it? Because all they've got to do is not play you and just leave you.
So just one man can ruin everything for a child. And that just going, and I thought that was really interesting. And I heard that this week, and I'm glad that I remembered that then.
Mm.
So when we do insult and say, oh, why is this player playing in reserves when he could go to any club and play football? And he says, I've got a contract. I've got a contract, so you don't want to play me, but you're paying me money. I'm honouring my contract.
The thing is,
you're not.
It's, I can't really relate to a footballer's job because, don't get me wrong, if my company turned around to me and said, I'm going to pay you your full wage for the next 3 years, but I don't want you driving for us, I'd be buzzing.
But
I put myself in the mentality of our football, and if any paying me, not paying me paying to play football, if I went to a football pitch and had to watch, it would drive me insane. I can't relate to these footballers that do that, because all I ever want to do, if I see a bit of grass, my brain goes football. It doesn't have to be big enough for a football pitch.
I think of
football when I see grass.
Going on the whole football career destroyed. When David Stockdale was basically told by Aaron Knapp, not interested in you, goes to play reserves at Birmingham. Leeds tried to get him out. and they offered him money, but they deemed it not enough to take him away. So David Stockdale rotted in Birmingham's reserves for, what was it, a year?
He was a decent player as well,
he was great keeper.
Again, we go back to another documentary. Yeah. It's David Beckham's one. He got froze out at Real Madrid because
I was shocked
the manager at the time,
Capello,
didn't want him in the team. Yeah. And he just kept going to training in the reserve. He ran around the pitch, didn't he?
On his own.
Yeah. On his own. And he ended up winning La Liga in his last season. He ended up coming back, and what a comeback story it was.
But what I mean is that
he'd already done his Galaxy stuff and he could have stayed, and I didn't know that
but
you don't realise how bad things
how
are
much stuff.
And also you've got to remember, like when you said just, if they're going to pay me for 3 years to sit at home, I'll take that. But your career is what, another 20 odd years? Footballer's career isn't.
Plus it's a hobby, not a job.
Yeah.
Like they can say it's work, although it's not fucking work.
I'm going to argue here. I've done hobby jobs. I've worked in some of my hobbies. I've had two jobs in what I could consider my hobbies. And there is a point where, like with my snowboarding, I stopped doing it because I didn't want to snowboard anymore. Because you get to the point where you're doing certain things repetitively, it stops being fun. So if you're training and coaching every single day, it stops being fun and it becomes a job.
Do you know what I think part of the problem is for footballers? Is they leave training, go home, and fucking sit playing FIFA. That's probably what does it for them.
Like I've worked in kitchens and stuff like that. Sometimes I enjoy cooking, but a lot of the time now, I hate cooking. Because I did it as a job.
Have you ever paid somebody to cook?
Every takeaway you've ever fucking
had. No, that's different. Have you ever paid somebody so you can cook?
What do you mean by...
Simple question. Have you paid somebody money in order for you to cook?
No.
Have you paid somebody money so you can play football?
Yeah.
Totally different. You can't compare the two. You wouldn't go into a restaurant and say, I'll give you £5 a week so I can come in and cook my own food. But you would go to football and go, I'll give you £5 a week so I can come and play football. Totally different scenario.
Okay. Yeah. I get where you're coming from. Like your subs. Because we pay to play football.
I pay £5 a week to play football. And I'm quite happy to pay to play football. Doesn't bother me at all.
I love the fact you're calling it playing football.
I love the fact that you actually say you pay £5 a week to play football. In theory, you pay £10 a week to play football.
Well, yeah, because I pay for my lad as well. But
and you should be paying £42.
To be fair, he does play football.
Yeah.
I just sort of wobble around the pitch and boot it every now and then when it comes near enough, so I don't have to actually run anymore.
He doesn't understand why people pay £5 every week every week when you can pay £4.20.
Depends how big your weekly bills are, though, isn't it? Sometimes you don't have £40 spare to put on it. Some of us accrue some bills. No, I'm still paying for a car. That's what it is. But yeah. I
think it takes one hard week where you pay just, £42 rather than £10, and then you're right.
They're two different scenarios for me, so you can't compare the two. So I like I say, I can't put myself in the mindset of a footballer. I just look at it and go, why would you not just want to play football? I sit here and think I would quite happily go from, I don't know, from Bournemouth down to Leeds. And think, well, Leeds are offering me to play football, I'm going Leeds. Sit me on Bournemouth's bench, paying me £120,000 a week, I may think differently, I don't know. So I can't, because the sums are so astronomical.
No, you're right, but you've got to look at the mentality of players. Stuart Pearce went down with Notts Forest. Even with being threatened with the threat of not playing for England, he still went down to the first division as it was at the time.
That's like kicking a needle in a haystack, though.
But this is what I was about to say. You don't get many players like that.
No. You don't, I like to think I'd be like that.
But even then, you don't get loyalty these days.
Like Del Piero.
Wow. And Buffon. There you go. Those two stayed at Juventus all the way down. No, mate, we're talking. Juventus got relegated three divisions.
Yeah. And they went all the way down.
Two of the best Italian players
Ferguson wanted Del Piero at that point.
Phenomenal.
And he said no to Ferguson. I'm staying at Juventus.
To be fair, that's true.
Yeah, so get them, but they are very, very rare. It's like, I'm going to take Leeds, for example. Second we got relegated, it was like rats off a sinking ship. Sinisterra actually was threatening legal action if we didn't let him go to Bournemouth.
I think describing Leeds as rats is really accurate. But
players don't have loyalty these days.
No, there's none.
And so you're saying that you'd go down, take a massive pay cut just to go and play?
No, I said I like to think.
I like to think that I would
want to just play football.
But probably depends on how long you've been there.
That's because my mind can't take me to earning 120 grand a week.
But again, this is what I was about to say. What I was about to say was, a lot of people will say something like, oh yeah, in this situation, I'd react in this way. People don't. You do not react in the way that you think you would.
But now, if somebody came up to me now and said, I'll double your wage to come and work for my company and you'll be doing exactly the same as what you're doing at your current company, I'd jump. I go, okay, pay me twice the money.
Because only an idiot wouldn't.
So would you? I mean, this is why you can't compare football to real life, because it's just removed.
You're playing for one club and then someone says, I'm going to double your wages to do the exact same thing at a different club.
If I'm earning 80 grand a week and somebody comes in and says, well, we'll give you 100 to do this.
Yeah.
But if I'm at somewhere that I really love, like if I'm at Arsenal and then somebody says, well, we'll give you an extra 20 grand a week to go and play Portsmouth, Leeds, Southampton, wherever.
Yeah.
I like to think I'd go, well, no, because I love Arsenal. But that's because my brain can't comprehend 80 grand a week to 100 grand a week. I can't physically compute them numbers because they're too astronomical for me.
You're playing for Liverpool?
I wouldn't play
for Liverpool. He'd be out like a rat out of a drain pipe.
You can only play football, and the only football team you can play for is Liverpool. It's the only one willing to let you play football now. You can't go anywhere else.
Am I guaranteed to start?
You're playing football. I said you're playing football. Yeah.
Oh, I'd be tempted to score some own goals. I mean, Carragher got away with it.
But here you go. You're playing. You're playing for Liverpool. All you want to do is play football.
And would I play for Liverpool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Would I give 100% against Arsenal? No. But I play. So yeah, my brain can't compute them astronomical figures. Because I just don't understand it. It's too much. So we need to win the lottery. Right, we're going to call it a day and we shall meet again next week.